Welcome friends, welcome family, to the world of Hollywood.
Take a seat
and settle down, we'll make you feel real good. Tonight we bring you the kings of Hollywood. They kiss the girls, they won the wars, they're handsome, strong and good.
Hello and welcome. My name is Nina Lavallen, and today I'm talking to the writer of the musical Archie, a show which is based on the early life of Cary Grant. Robert, hello.
Hello, Nina.
What inspired you to write a musical about Cary Grant?
Well, I've been looking for something to write for a very long time and hadn't found anything. And I was driving home one evening, and there was an interview on the radio by someone who had just written a book about Cary Grant. And I don't know why, but I thought it just seemed an interesting subject. And I, for some reason, I also remembered an article, a review that I'd read, must have been years earlier, about one of Cary Grant's films, saying that the insecure Archie Leach still showed through on the screen, which I always wondered about. And the fact that I'd remembered that, it obviously sparked my curiosity, so I thought that next time I went to the library I'd pick up a few books on Cary Grant, and that's exactly what I did. And by about the 10th page I knew that I was going to write a musical on him.
What was it on the 10th page that...
Well, it wasn't so much what was on the 10th page, but when he was 9 years old, he came home from school and his mother wasn't there, and he asked his father, "Oh, where's mother?" And he simply said that she'd gone away for a rest, and nothing else was ever really said. She wasn't spoken about very much, and she was out of the scene. And it's stated there in the book that he wouldn't see her again for 20 years. Now, in one of the bizarre things, it just reminded me of a dream that I'd had so many times. I lost my mother when I was 14 through cancer, and over the years I'd had a dream that I'd go to this house, and my mum was in this house, and all this time she'd been alive. And as I entered the house, all these questions were going through my mind, which were, I'd been to a funeral and she had died, so how was she here? Had there been some cure? Had I been lied to? And I couldn't get this out of my head, and I felt that they were the same sort of questions Cary Grant must have been asking himself the day he went into the institution where his mother had been for 20 years. And just instantly I read that, I thought, no, this is a story I personally can connect with, and I really want to do it. And sort of that set me off on the journey. And it was quite a long journey, but it was well worth it.
Were you a fan of his?
I wouldn't say I was a fan of his. I mean, like everybody, you couldn't go through a week without seeing a Cary Grant film. But again, for some reason, North by Northwest specifically had always stuck in my mind, whether it was just a good film or I don't know what it was, but that film had always stuck in my mind.
Looking at the script, at the beginning, Cary Grant's mother loses a child, his older brother,
John Leach. Yeah.
Yeah. It seemed that his mother was very protective of Cary. Overprotective, almost.
Yes, I think she was, and for good reason. That she always blamed herself wrongly for John Leach's death. What had happened is that shortly after John Leach was born, he'd become very ill, and she looked after him to the point of exhaustion, day and night. She was asked, or she was ordered by the doctor, to get some rest, and literally the one time she sort of said, "Okay, I'm gonna get some rest," then she went to sleep, and then in the morning the baby was dead. So she never forgave herself for that, quite wrongly. I mean, and you know, not much is understood at that time was understood of postnatal depression and loss of a child. It basically, I think it haunted her for the rest of her life, and that's why she then became overprotective upon Archie, and caused some strain within the house between Archie and herself, and Elias, her husband, and herself.
Yeah. Was Cary Grant ever curious about his lost brother? Did he ever ask about him? Did he ever feel guilty about being a surviving child?
Maybe when he was older. I wonder if it's a question you can sort of ask when you're very young. Certainly not, I think, up to the age of 5, 6, 7. He probably didn't even realise he had a younger brother. But then, obviously, as he grew older, he would have realised. And then these questions must have entered his mind. But we can only guess how he felt about it. But I think it probably did leave an impact on his life, definitely.
One thing that struck me in the script is that when Cary Grant found out about his mother's disappearance, was he curious about what happened to her? Because presumably he didn't attend a funeral, and his friends taunted him about what might have happened to his mother.
Well, it's a very good point, but again, you have to put yourself back in the time of the early 1900s, late Victorian England, where the father's word, if you like, was not so much law, but he was told by his father that she'd gone away for a rest, and virtually that was all this was told. And she wasn't really, as far as I can ascertain from everything I've read, she was never really spoken about in the house. So perhaps it was this big thing that just hung over both of them, that none of them dared go near the issue.
Mm.
But he, in a way, I suppose he just learned to accept it, like perhaps children do in a way, which may sound a very flippant thing to say. But again, put yourself in that you're 9, 10 years old and you've been told mother's gone away for a rest and you shouldn't, that's the end of it. Then he didn't question that, I don't think.
He was accepting of the situation. Did he ever have any other mother figures in his life?
Later on, he joined a travelling acrobatic group called the Pendertons, and Doris, Margaret Pender, was a former ballet mistress at the Folies Bergère, and Bob Pender ran the troupe with a very military style. So it's possible that he saw Margaret Pender as a mother figure. But apart from that, I know he had his father's mother, so his grandmother, that they stayed with for a while. But whether he actually saw her as a mother figure, it's never really come across anywhere that he saw anybody else in that role.
Mm. Did his father, Elias, did he have any other relationships with women after his wife left?
Yes, I mean, the whole story is so multifaceted, and the more I researched the story, the more I became engrossed in it and just wanted to find out more, was that whichever way you looked at it, there was a story that could be told. I mean, I'm not giving anything away to say that Elsie Leach was in a mental institution, and some years later Elias lived with another woman as man and wife, I think, possibly. So yes, he did take somebody else into his life, but by that time the young Archie had joined the Pendertons and was off around the country and later off around the world.
Robert, how did you do your research? Because there was obviously so much written about Cary Grant. Where did you start?
I think the phrase "there's so much written about Cary Grant" is a very good one, because there was nothing written by Cary Grant. There was no real authoritative autobiography on him. And the trouble I found was every book I picked up would say something very slightly different. One would say, for instance, that his father sold him to the Pendleton group, the travelling acrobats. Another one would say that his mother wasn't his real mother, and this was really quite difficult. But just by continually reading, a sort of clearer picture started to emerge. And then I was about a year into writing it, and we were lucky enough to get permission to go over to the Margaret Herrick Library in Hollywood, where there's a lot of Cary Grant's personal papers are stored. So we went over there and read through lots of letters from his mother, father, scrapbooks he had. He was an avid clipper. He had, I think, something like 20 or 30 volumes of clippings that he collected throughout his career. So reading through those and various letters, and gradually a story that I wanted to put a story out that I felt was as close to the truth as I could possibly get it. I didn't want to add to the different versions by writing another different version. So I wanted to try and get the story as accurate as I could. So I took my time and just read through everything and looked at whatever I could. I mean, unfortunately, you know, the only person who, or people who really know the story were Cary Grant and his parents. But, you know, I think in the end, I came up with a version or an account of his life, if you like, or the early part of his life, which I felt was as near to the truth as I could get, and that was quite important to me. I really didn't want to risk just adding to, you know, another thread that went somewhere that, which just wasn't true. So I tried, whatever I wrote on the page, I tried to make sure it was as accurate as I could possibly make it.